He's 5'4", 113 pounds, armed with a pocket protector, a soldering gun, and needle-nose pliers. He's Randall Rocks, chief engineer with an attitude.
Idaho Sports Talk on the FM dial? Yeah, what a waste of good airwaves. Whose lame brain idea was that?
When your voicemail light is blinking, you better hope the message isn't from the engineer with an attitude.
Hey, Caves. You need to log off your computer every night after the show. What are you, stupid or something?
His dream was to make it big in radio. He had the voice, but not the personality. So now he works behind the scenes, and he's bitter about it.
I'm sick of you air personalities getting all the free stuff around here.
When people see him coming, they run and hide. He's the engineer with an attitude.
You know it's company policy for you jackasses not to eat food in the studio?
If you tell him you need something fixed, he'll tell you he'll get around to it when he damn well feels like it.
I told you to stop messing with the processor. Now keep your damn hands off the equipment.
He's the engineer with an attitude. With him, there is no room for error.
Hey guys, studios need to be kept precisely at 68.7 degrees, just to keep the computers from overheating.
He can fix anything with duct tape and a paper clip. Just ask him.
Tell Prater if he keeps breaking his chair, he's going to have to go buy his own. I don't have it in the budget to replace a chair once a month.
Yes, he's a corporate man through and through. Follow policy, or you'll hear about it again and again.
Hey, Caves. Hey, Prater. Stop taking the headphones out of the studio. They're company property.
If you didn't get the memo, Randall Rocks doesn't care.
Just remember, JP, I can check the history on your web browser just to see where you've been on the internet.
His office looks like a technological graveyard. His idea of style is a goose down vest and waffle stompers. Don't mess with Randall Rocks.
You guys suck.
The engineer with an attitude.